apakah mungkin aku ini sudah gila? Belum bertemu tapi sudah jatuh cinta. Saat tak sengaja melihatmu di sampul majalah yang tak pernah terpikirkan untuk ku baca. Tapi itulah cara cinta bekerja, tanpa permisi dia datang tiba-tiba. Lalu ku putuskan untuk mencari tahu siapa dirimu, dan masih mungkinkah aku tercoba memiliki hatimu. Majalah itu juga jadi gadis yang kan temani hari-hariku. Dan ku ingin cintanya menjadi sambul di hatiku. Juga depan lo selalu menjadi nomor satu. Siapakah diriku ini yang kata orang tak rupa waduh begini. Tak bisa asik bergaya dengan segala macam cara yang ada di anak muda masa kini. Tapi apa salahnya punya hayalan, harapan atau sekedar angan-angan. Lalu ku putuskan untuk mencari tahu siapa dirimu, dan masih mungkinkah aku
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, finally, and also all our viewers, finally, now we are going to join our morning talk with title, Do We Have a Chance to Go to the Next Round? And we are going to connect with our Indonesian football commentator, Bung Kusnani, and also with President of Australia Indonesia Football Council, Bung Alex Handrian. Now let's greet. Actually, Indonesian football team, yeah, still has a chance, yeah, to go to the next round after losing against Australia. And today, Indonesian football team versus Bahrain will be held. And to know more about this, we are going to greet with Bung Kusnaini. Bung Kusnaini.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, Kusnaini. How are you today?
Fine today.
Okay, nice. Now let's greet with Bung Alex Handrian. Bung Alex.
Selamat siang dari Sydney.
Okay, still in the mid of day, in Sydney now, in the morning in Jakarta. Yeah. How are you today, Bung Alex?
All right. Excited.
Okay, that's great. So you are still excited, yeah, to see directly about the football team, yeah, Indonesian team versus Bahrain. Now let's now go to the first to Bung Kusnaini. Bung Kusnaini, actually, how big, yeah, is the influence of Indonesian supporters to build the confidence of Indonesian players today?
We know that supporters are the 12th player. And for the Indonesian national team, maybe more than that, the fanaticism of Indonesian supporters is so amazing that it becomes a special attraction that makes diaspora players interested in joining. Even the role and fanaticism of Indonesian supporters have been recognized by the world. Mm-hmm. We all know that. With more than 70,000 supporters behind them in Gelora Bung Karno Stadium tonight, I believe the national team will play much better tonight than when we play against Australia, I believe.
So you are still confident, yeah? Bung Usmani, so that's
my sport. Confidence.
I mean, behind more than 70,000 supporters, yeah, Indonesian team players, I mean, will have such enthusiasm, yeah, to fight against Bahrain's team.
Yes, and not only support, but they also create some performance. We know that Indonesian supporters may be a little bit crazy, but they're supporting that team.
Bung Kustain, it is really interesting that actually, will you watch directly at Gelora Bung Karno or still at the office, Bung Kusnani?
No, I don't have the ticket. Unfortunately.
Okay. Okay, Bung Kusnani, now let's turn to Bung Alex Handrian. Well, Bung Alex, after losing against Australia, how do you see Indonesian football team today?
I think losing to Australia is something that, you know, well, we expect Australia gonna play strong, mm-hmm. but let's be honest, we don't expect us to lose that much. We expect a close score, but 5-1 is definitely a wake up call. And like Bungkus just now said, that they are gonna be playing much better in Gelora Bung Karno. Mm-hmm. Apart from the support from 70,000 Indonesians, I think they have, you know, revisit their tactics and their formations and everything, and I'm sure the coach will tweak here and there for the formations. And I think, yes, we hope, and everyone, the whole Indonesia hope, that they will play better in Gelora Bung Karno tonight.
Okay, so Bung Alex, like Bung Kusnani said, that behind more than 70,000 supporters, the Indonesian team will have such much enthusiasm to fight against Bahrain. So do you think that this is really can give such a positive impact for the team?
Well, 100%. Supporter is everything in soccer, in football. Supporter is the life of any matches. For example, the matches that were held during COVID, you know, a lot of matches held without supporters. And it was really quiet, it's eerie, and we didn't feel a true soccer, you know, a true football match. So I think supporter is everything in football match for me. It's the life, it's the heart of football match, because without them, it's just a normal match. But with them, they can change the course, you know. That's why I'm grateful of being part of Indonesian match in Sydney, you know, despite the result. You can see that Sydney turned red. We have more than half of Sydney Stadium were red. If you see the highlights video, we turned the stadium red. And for me, it's a win by itself, you know, despite the result. Because football is not just the result, but, you know, how much and how big impact football has created to the community. And like I said, you know, previously in a few interviews before, that, you know, 5-1 doesn't really picture how our team match is. It's the first match for our coach. So let's give him some time, you know. It's the first match for a few of our players as well. So it's very important that us as a supporter doing our part of supporting them, and we don't have to, you know, lecture the coaches or saying this and that. We as a supporter, I think our duty is just to support our team, 100% behind them, and support whatever our team is doing on the pitch, and let's cheer them, you know, despite whatever result in the past, and let's start believing that we still have a chance to win the World Cup 2026.
All right, now let's turn to Bung Kusnaini talking about formation. Bung Kusnaini?
Yeah.
Yes, actually, what kind of formation, I mean, does Indonesian team has to use for tonight match against Bahrain?
In the match against Australia, Coach Patrick Clifford experimented with the 4-3-3 formation,
mm-hmm.
and we all know that the results were not good. I think learning from that experience, Clifford maybe should return to the three defender formation, maybe slightly modified from 3-4-3 to 3-4-1-2, because Orat Mangun and also Justin Hubner
mm-hmm.
can play tonight. With a 3-4-1-2 formation, we can maximize Orat Mangun and Ole Romani as our striker duo. We need the best partnership up front to score goals. That's very important to play against Bahrain. We must score goals, not only create chances, but score goals.
Mm. So you mean 3-4-3, that means that we have three strikers like this, Bung Kusnaini?
No, three at the back, okay. at the back, Rizky Rido, J.E.J.S., and maybe Justin Hubner or maybe Jordi Amat. We have four midfielders, Tom Haye with Joey Pelupesi at the right. There will be Kevin Dix at the left, Calvin Verdong, and Marcelino will play behind two strikers, and the two strikers are Orat Mangun and Ole Romani. At the goalkeeper position, I think this is a time for Coach Patrick Clifford to give a chance to Emil Audero to show what he can do for the national team.
Okay, so you mean these midfielders can give their best performance during this match, Bung Kusnaini, because of...
It should be. I think it should be.
Okay. Now, let's turn to Bung Alex. Bung Alex, what has been said by Bung Kusnaini? So actually, what is your favorite player for tonight?
You know what? My favorite player has always been Rizky Rido, Bung Kus.
Rizky Rido.
Everyone.
Yeah. Very good.
It was very disappointing for me that he didn't start in Australia. But it's coach choice, and I think he knows the best as well. But I am really hoping, tonight, Rizky will start the game. and I agree with Bungkus as well. The formations, I think we should go back to, what we're comfortable with. It's not that we're doubting the new coach formation, but it's been working for so long, and mm-hmm. it's really hard for players to adjust the new system in a short period of time. So I think 3-4-1-2 is good in our eyes.
Okay, now let's turn to Bung Kusnaini. Bung Kusnaini, what is your favorite football player for tonight?
Indonesian?
Yes, Indonesian football player.
All the players.
Oh, great. There is no one, Bung Kusnaini.
I think we have many good players, not only Rizky Rido, it's also Ole Romani is play very good in Australia. We know also that Audero is very good goalkeeper in Serie A.
Uh-huh.
We really want to know how he can do, become a good goalkeeper for Indonesia national team. And also we have Tom Haye, one of the best playmaker in Asia, I think, not only in Southeast Asia. Not only in Southeast Asia, but in Asia. The capability of Tom Haye to create chances, to command from midfield, is one of the best in Asia. Unfortunately, in Australia, our midfield zone play not so good, I think.
Okay. So still talking about formation, Bung Kusnaini, is it very possible for Patrick Clifford by partnering J.E.J.S. with Hilgers? For you, is it good or not?
It's not possible because Hilgers is out from the squad because of injury. But we know that when we Patrick Kluivert play just JEJ and Hilgers in the past match, many people little bit confused why EJ's pairing with Hilgers. This is not something we have to discuss, I think, because the pair of JEJ and Hilgers is the most logical choice when Kluivert choose to play with 4-3-3. EJ's and Hilgers have the quality and experience to play a center back duo. That's the reason. The problem is they have never played together before. Yes, they played as a regular player in the national team before, but in the back three formation with Rizky Ridho. Now, when they play together as a duo, I think they need more time to adapt, to understand each other, and that's why they cannot play as good as we hope when we play against Australia. That's why Alex won Rizky Ridho play tonight.
Yes, Bungkus.
Bungkus, nah, you mean that Patrick Kluivert made a big mistake by partnering JEJ with Hilgers?
Not a big mistake. I think about decision.
The
coach has to make decision, and he had to choose between three back four or back three. He chose back four at the first, but he changed to the back four back three after he saw that the back four were not so good or not were not perform as he hoped.
Okay. Now let's turn to Bung Alex. Bung Alex, now you are still in Australia, is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, will you also gather with your friends maybe to watch together for this special match?
Yeah, look, it's very hard for us because it's going to be midnight here. It's going to be at 12 a.m., so it's midnight, and, you know, we can't really make much noises after 9 p.m. here in Australia.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, the rules here, you know. So it's going to be hard. I think I'll just gather with my close friends and watch them together with a very quiet night, but, you know, our heart will be screaming.
Wow, great. So your heart is still for the new team, Bung Alex.
Always. Yeah.
Okay.
Always.
All right, Bung Alex, and also Bung Kusnaini, let's listen to and watch this music after this song. We'll be right back to talk again about this football match.
Samudra terbentang katulistiwa disitu ada bersamamu saudara beragam warna kita suku tak selalu sama kau aku Indonesia yang disatukan karena cinta. Bye.
Yusuf Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Well, listener, after listening music, that music, now let's go to the next question for our expert, you know, commentator, and even also from President of Australian Indonesia Football Council. Now let's go to Bung Kusnaini. Bung Kusnaini?
Yeah.
Do you have any biggest challenge of the national team that we'll face against Bahrain today?
Yeah, I think the biggest challenge is the high public expectation of wanting to see the national team win against Bahrain. That is the biggest challenge. Even though the national team has just experienced a big defeat in Australia, I believe that the national team must be able to play much better, of course, and also important to play more mature to meet the public expectation. More mature mean more solid at the back, better coordination in midfield, and more clinical up front. That's why I prefer Clifford to play with a 3-4-1-2 formation rather than 4-3-3 we play last match against Australia.
Okay. Now let's go to Bung Alex. Bung Alex, actually, you still support much more deeper, I mean, to this football team. I mean, so, I mean, do you also, I mean, your support is also by sending a message to the social media of one of players of the football team, Indonesian football team, or maybe to the PSSI official?
Our support, for example, when they came to Australia, AIFC, we organized, as you know, Boom, last time I told you it was two buses that are going from our area to Sydney, but it actually three buses. So it was three buses. We went with three buses, we ended up three
okay.
buses, and it's much more people that wanted to get on our bus, but we only hired three buses.
Okay.
And that's the kind of support that we're giving, and also the kids that walk with the players on the pitch, that was from our academy as well. So that's what we did to support our Timnas in here. Physically we are in Australia, but 100% I'm behind Indonesia to go all the way to the World Cup next year. So that's what we're doing to support our Timnas here from Australia.
Okay, now let's go and turn to the last question for Bung Kusnaini. Bung Kusnaini?
Yeah.
Okay, if we lose against Bahrain, how is the scheme, I mean, for the national team? Do we still have a chance to go to the next round?
I think the question is not like this. We must not lose against Bahrain. We must not lose against Bahrain. It's very important.
Yes.
We must get points because Bahrain is one of our main rivals in the fight for third or fourth position with Saudi Arabia and China. Second position is, I think, almost out of the reach.
Okay.
Maybe we have. We must focus to fight for the third and fourth position with Saudi Arabia, China, and Bahrain. A defeat against Bahrain, of course, will benefit them. So I think the national team, Indonesian national team, must be able to win. Must be able to win or at least a draw against Bahrain. At least a draw, 1 point, will maintain our chance to qualify for the fourth round of FIFA World Cup qualification. If we win the game, I think our position will be strong to qualify as the fourth or even the third position in our group.
So at least draw, yeah? Bung Kusnaini, draw, this can also give open.
Yes, we must get points. That the target, we must get points.
Okay. So last but not least, Bung Kusnaini, what's the score based on your prediction between Indonesia between versus Bahrain?
I will be behind Indonesian all supporters who want to see our team win, maybe 2-0, but at least we need points. The most important thing is we need points.
Okay.
We cannot afford to lose anymore.
okay.
And thank you for having me.
Okay, great. So 2-0, Bung Kusnaini, yes? Okay, thank you, Bung Kusnaini, for your time and attention to join this dialogue.
Thank you for having me. Hello, Alex. Thank you.
Okay, have a nice day, Bung Kusnaini.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, we have also a chance to interview with Bung Alex Handrian. Bung Alex, it can be said that supporters is the 12th player, like Bung Kusnaini said before. So, I mean, what kind of support that you want, especially that supporters do, so that the player can have their confidence for tonight's match, especially?
Yeah, I think I expect Gloria Bung Karno to roar the whole 90 minutes, maybe the whole 2 hours, you know. Mm. We want them to not to stop singing for the whole match, and that's going to boost the confidence within our players and show them that, you know, we are behind them 100% despite the result previous match. But everyone's still supporting them, and we're showing love to everyone, all the players. And that's what I expect from all the supporters at GBK, to keep singing for the whole 90 minutes.
Great. Keep on singing, Bung Alex.
Keep on.
Excellent. Give applause. So, okay, Bung Alex, for the last question, do you have any prediction for the score between, Indonesia versus Bahrain?
I will go with 1-0 for Indonesia.
Oh, great. So at least Indonesia will win, Bung Alex?
1-0, yeah. It will be a hard-fought goal, and we will win it tonight, yeah.
So you mean 1-0 is 1-0
for Indonesia? Yeah.
Okay, great. Thank you very much, Bung Alex Handrian, for
your
time and attention to join our special dialect today.
Thank you very much.
Okay,
thank you for having
Bung Alex. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you so much.
Well, last listeners and also viewers, that's our dialogue with Bung Kusnaini as Indonesian football commentator, and also Bung Alex Handrian as president of Australia Indonesia Football Council. This is talking, this dialogue is also still, you know, related to the football match Indonesia versus Bahrain that will be held tonight.
Kau dapat hitamkan pelangi, tapi ku dapat melangkah pergi. Bila kau tipu aku di sini, ku dapat melangkah pergi. Ku dapat itu, tapi buka dulu topengmu. Tapi buka dulu topengmu, buka dulu topengmu, biar ku lihat warnamu, kan ku lihat warnamu. Oh, buka dulu topengmu, buka dulu topengmu, biar ku lihat warnamu, kan ku lihat warnamu. Buka dulu topengmu, buka dulu topengmu, biar ku lihat warnamu, biar ku lihat warnamu. Oh, buka dulu topengmu, buka dulu topengmu, biar ku lihat warnamu, biar ku lihat warnamu. Thank you.
snack of Andrekan made from sticky rice, grated coconut and brown sugar. The white sticky rice is steamed until it's cooked, then placed into a container and mixed with some brown sugar.
sering kau buang air mataku. Tak pernah kau tahu dalamnya rasa cintaku. Tak banyak inginku, jangan kau ulangi menyakiti aku sesuka kelakuanmu. Ku bukan manusia yang tidak berpikir. Berulang kali kau lakukan itu padaku. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia,
is the news. Indonesia's Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati has revealed that the state utilized a budget of 13.6 trillion rupiah to implement the 50% power discount policy in January and February this year. She said in a post on her Instagram account at @smindrawati that the total provisional value of budget realization has reached 13.6 trillion rupiah. Indrawati informed that the power incentive benefited 71.1 million residents in January and 64.8 million the next month. Chairman of the National Economic Council, Luhut Bin Sarpanjaitan, met with domestic investors to discuss the current national economic conditions. In Instagram account at Luhut.Panjaitan post, as quoted on Monday, Panjaitan expressed keenness to gather input from local investors about the challenges they are facing. That's the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
Good job. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, today's Music Corner presents a song from the province of West Sumatra titled Mudiak Arau. The song Mudiak Arau was composed by Aji Sultan Sati. It tells the poignant story of a woman who faithfully waits for a man returning from his travels. No matter the circumstances,